Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call, and we are talking with Meredith. Good morning, Meredith.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. You say that you and Jonah, you guys have only been together for a couple of months, like 4 months. But you say that you've been hot and heavy from the very beginning, but there are red flags also from the very beginning. You need them cleared up before this gets any more serious. Do I have that right?
Yeah. Jonah, he travels a lot for work, and when he's gone, I like almost can't get a hold of him at all. And the other weird thing to me is that when he is in town, like, we never go to his place. And he says that it's because he lives with his brother, but I don't really understand why that would mean I can't go over there.
Yeah.
Those are red flags. Can't get in touch with you. You never get to see his place. We've done War of the Roses for a long time. We've heard both of those, and almost all, not to freak you out, but almost all the time, they turn out to be right. Well, we're going to call him up and we're going to offer him some free roses. We'll see who he sends them to, and then you'll be able to hear everything, okay?
All right.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Jonah, please?
Speaking, yes.
Hi, Jonah. This is Lisa with and I am calling today with a gift that we are offering to all of our valued customers. Today, you have the opportunity to send your wife 12 long stem red roses absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does it sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
Okay, yeah, I'll take advantage of this.
Okay,
yeah.
Great. Now, I'm assuming that she has the same address as is listed on your account. So why don't we start by doing a personalized card that we can have delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Let's have it say something. How about, let's put, I hope these make you smile. Love you, honey. Jonah.
Hope these smile. And just to confirm, how do we spell your wife's first name?
That's Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E.
Okay, that's what, just making sure. Okay, very good, thank you.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call, and Jonah, that was not a real offer. That was Katie, and you're on 106.5 The End. Listening in this whole time, listening in this whole time is Meredith. Not quite sure if I should call you Meredith, his girlfriend, or not, but you definitely are in a relationship with Meredith, and she is now back on the air. Meredith, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Your gut kind of told you the truth on this.
Yeah.
Explain to Jonah what your gut told you.
I had a feeling that you were married, and this proves it. I mean, I knew it. I knew something was off. I mean, like, you're not even a good cheater. Like, you're, like, the worst cheater. Like, it was so obvious. It was so obvious that you were married.
Jonah, are you there?
Yeah, I
like, if you're going to cheat on your wife, at least be a little more creative. Oh, my God.
Listen, Meredith, my relationship with my wife is complicated, and it's...
Yeah,
it's,
no...
My relationship with you, you know, like, we have... It doesn't have to be so, you know, angry.
Jonah, what is complicated about your marriage?
What's complicated is that, you know, he's f***ing around f***ing other people on the side. That's got to make it pretty complicated, I would imagine.
I want to hear from Jonah on this. What makes your marriage so complicated?
There are things that are very, you know, great about my marriage. I love I love Denise very much. There's some things that I'm not getting from my marriage that I find outside of my marriage. I don't feel like that takes away from anything that Meredith and I have had. That's not how I see it.
Does Denise know that you have other women?
She doesn't want to know.
She doesn't want to know.
She doesn't want to know.
So are you saying that you have an open marriage?
Not exactly, but we have an understanding.
Yeah, he's cheating.
If you don't have an open marriage, what's the understanding?
That I will find my needs met other places.
So that is an open marriage, but your wife does not want to know any details about it. Okay, so that's the situation there. Now let's talk about Meredith, though.
Right.
At the very least, don't you? So your wife doesn't want to know about it. We can take that for face value, whether or not that's true. Putting that on the side, shouldn't Meredith know, though, that kind of stuff?
I feel like that complicates things.
Wait, what?
You'd rather lie to me.
But even if you feel like it complicates things, it doesn't mean that she didn't deserve to know. You know what I mean?
You know, in time, if I felt like that was something that was going to benefit our relationship, sure, I would have told her, but I don't feel like Meredith...
No, not if it benefited our relationship, if it benefited you. You're completely self-serving in this. Like, you want your cake and eat it too, and you want no consequences.
Jonah, that doesn't seem ridiculous. Like a choice that should be made solely by you, though.
Jonah, did you think that your relationship with Meredith was never, ever going to go anywhere? You had no romantic interest in her.
Well, yeah.
And Meredith, would you agree with that? Did he make it clear that he had no romantic interest in you?
Oh, not at all. He made it sound like he wanted to be with me forever.
Is Meredith the only girl that you've been doing this with?
Listen, I don't really want to get into it right now. I think that too much anyway. So,
man. Oh, okay. Jonah, good luck with things. It does sound complicated indeed. I think we've gone as far as we can, Meredith, on this. Is there anything else you want to say?
Honestly, this guy.
All righty.
Fair enough.
Or don't.
Or don't. Actually, right. Stop. Yeah.
Yes. Okay, it's War of the Roses on the way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.